I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for a church that wasn't worth its salt in fighting the devil. If anybody is facing anything in this hour, it's a church that's worth something. Amen. I mean, he's after everybody he can get his hands on. And you know why you're battled sometimes with so many things? It's because the devil knows if he could ever get you out, you may never ever get back in. We're too close to going home. I said, we're too close to getting out of here. You ever, don't be scared. You ever seen folks that backslide like they do today and act like they ain't never been in church in their life? Used to sinners could backslide. And I've been preaching now about 22, 23 years. And I remember when I was a young boy, sinners could backslide in the church.
Come on.
The preacher would go around to visit them. They'd snuff out their cigarette.
Come on.
If the girl had a dress on she shouldn't have on, she'd go to pulling on it and trying to get it down where it's supposed to be. Come on, you ain't a saying nothing. I'm telling you, if it was just a little too low, amen. I mean, we'd just go to covering up. Why? The man of God came by. But now we live as though, so what? Who is he? Who is that man? Well, he's God's servant to talk to you. And when you don't feel condemned by the preacher's presence, I doubt you'll feel condemned by God's presence. Say, man, you know it's right. I'm not going to preach, but I just felt the Holy Ghost deal with me today in a time of prayer. We got folks that are bitter in the work of God. Just bitter. They've forgotten that this is a love service. We're here because we love Him. You're not looking holy because it's something that it's just got to be done. You don't have to do it. Ain't nobody twisting you to live right. You don't have to do it. But if you love Him, you'll do it. If you love your Master, you'll live right every day. Sweet God of heaven. I said, sweet Lord, help me. I'm telling you, if you're interested in living right, there ain't nobody going to have to ask you to lay some stuff down. You're going to lay it down and walk away from it. Sweet Lord. I don't mean to get it turned on to this here just yet, but I just felt the Holy Ghost deal with my heart today in prayer. We got folks that are acting like they've got to come to church or else they're going to get preached on. I'm telling you, we're not going to badger you for not coming. We're just going to tell you if you love Him, you're going to come.
Yes, yes.
Hey, man. I saw folks sometimes, and I'll try to hurry here. I told them I was just going to testify. I won't keep my word as long as the Lord will let me. But I've seen folks, and where are you going tonight? I'm going to church. Poor thing. Is it that bad?
Yeah.
I'm tired. I've worked all day long. I mean, I've just been badgered and beat up and wore out. The world's on me. Well, join the rest of the millions. I mean, I don't know if you're the only man working or not, but the rest of them are pushing with everything they got. We're about to get out of here. We're about to go home. And our life's going to tell whether we got a hold of it or not. I preached Wednesday night at our church. And I told them before I started preaching, I said, I'm going to preach something kind of strange here. Some of you probably ain't going to like it. I said, some of you probably ain't going to even understand it, because you don't pay attention about halfway through the preaching anyways. Come on here. I mean, that's where you run off and talk about things that he said when he didn't say it, because you only jumped in halfway. Help me here. I preached to Michael, and you don't have to stay. You can leave. We ain't making you come. We ain't making you live right. But the Bible said in Exodus chapter 21, but if that servant shall say plainly unto his master, I love my master, my wife, and my children. That's verse 5 of chapter 21. Verse 6 says that he shall take him over to the judges. And then when the judges finally rule that he's no longer a servant, but he is a child to that household, then the master of that house takes that servant and leads him to a doorpost. And then he takes an awl and he puts a hole in his ear. And when he puts that hole in the ear, he's no more than just a man in the field. He's a man that's tied to the master as personal property. I belong to the master. I am not just anybody. I'm telling you, we got too many folks happy living in the barn and not being in the master's house. Servants sleep in the barn. Servants labor in the field in the point of hard threatenings. But the servant to the master, he's got a hole in his ear. I said he's got a hole in his ear. Now say this right here. I wanted to make sure I didn't take it out of the Bible. The Bible told us about that servant. And it said the boring of the ear through. This was a ceremony sufficiently signifying ownership of the master. I got studying on this the other night at church. Oh, I almost shouted out of my office. I read these 2 points right here. I said, man, I got to write them down. First point one, it said that when he was barred through the ear, Sister Mary, he said that wasn't just a hole. That was that it was closely attached to the house and the family. Servants knocked on the door. The man with a hole in his ear got to go in. You didn't hear me. I said a man is just a servant. He's got a knock on the door. But when a man's got a hole in his ear, he can walk inside the house because the master knows him. Hey, sweet Lord. I wonder tonight if the master was to walk across this house, how many would he find that's got a hole in the ear that says I belong to him? I'm not just living here to be living, but I'm property. I'm the master. My Lord, sister, brother, you ain't got to come out of the world. But if he ever gets a hold of you, you'll come out of that world. You won't debate on how much you got to lay down. You're worried about what's all you're picking up. You won't argue whether you could trim it or perm it or... Come here. But when you got something tied to the master, when you're tied to the master, it's whatever the master says pleases you. Hey, I just want to say what I feel. There's folks that's been in the service of God for so long, it ain't a service of love. It's a service of bitterness to them. They almost want God to strike everybody with lightning. They lose their heartfelt conviction. It's a service of love. When that man that you don't think deserved mercy, what's he buying him for? What's he got his hand on him for? He ain't never been able to stay saved. How many times you pray through before you got a hole in your ear? Hey, times did you ride the altar and tell God, I'm sorry? And finally one day he got a hold of it. And he said, not only is he just going to be a man, but I tell you what he's going to be. He's going to be a man that I can lead to the doorpost. And when I get him to the doorpost, he ain't just going to be no more a man that sleeps in the house, out in the bunk, out in the barn. But he's going to be a man that when it's Christmas time, he gets a present like the rest of the family. He's a man, when his family reunion, he's at the house because he's mine. I bought him. You see, if we're not careful, we get so much. Can I just say this? I know I'm just going to testify. But we get so carried away preaching to the prodigal that left, and the real prodigal stayed at the house. Say amen. Amen. You know what he did? I'll tell you what he did. The Bible said in that seventh year of the Jubilee, that 6 years that that man stumbled. Give me 10 minutes and I'll get out of here. If that man walked up and he was looking out at the field, the master saw him. He said, I'll take him in. I'll buy him. And if he came in empty on that seventh year, he was able to walk out empty. But the Bible said, if while he was there, he gained wife and children, he was to leave the wife and the children at the master's house because they belong to the master. I'm here to tell you, we got folks backsliding, acting like they're still saved, like they're still tied to the master. It's at the devil. It is the price of having your ear bored that makes the difference. I belong to him. Amen. You notice what he said? He said, I love my master. He didn't only say, I love my master. He said, I love my master, my wife, and my children. Why am I getting a whole board in my ear? I want my family saved. What's the big deal, preacher, for me to live holy and shout out to God? It's your wife and children. That's what the issue is. We need more folks that's got their ear bored through. I'll say this. You know what he said? When that man looked at the judges, 7 years, the judges would come out. And if at that time it was to bind contracts between hiring servants and dismissing. And when the servant came up, I love this, Brother Mike. And he said, if the servant shall plainly say, I love that. It ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'll live holy if God does such and such. I'll come to church if the Lord will fix this. If the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, I'm telling you, he shall walk away from there. I just want to say this to you. When he said, I love my master, I love my wife, and I love my children, after the signifying of that statement, he just walked with him to the judge. Maybe he might change his mind and decide, I ain't going to go all the way. But when he walked over to the door and he laid his head on the doorpost and he allowed his ear to be exposed. Hear me just a minute. He was there. He laid it down beside the door. And it wasn't the judge that did it. It was the master that did it. He took it in his own hand and he bore a hole in it. I'm here to tell you that what nobody else died for you, but the Savior. It was Him that took the stripe. It was Him that took the beating. It was Him that bought you. Nothing else. Amen. I can just about see, Sister Sharon, I can just about see when that servant walked away from that doorpost, blood dripping from his ear. I can just about see it. He didn't walk away from there. Don't mind me using your brush, Lord. I mean, he didn't walk away from there and just, oh man, that hurt. Oh. He walked away from there with the full knowledge. Everything, God, you've ever blessed me with, I'm keeping it now because I belong to you. How many's been blessed by God? Let me see your hand. I said, how many has really been blessed by God? How many homes in this building were just about on the divorce court before the master come and bored a hole in your ear? How many lives were just at the breaking point of falling to pieces just when the master stepped up and said, I'll take him, I'll buy him, I'll redeem him, when nothing else did it? He said, I'll take him. But I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe he walked away, brother, just holding his ear. I believe the master, when he walked away, the master had a hold of him saying, welcome to the family, son. Glad to have you a part of us. I want you to know, just because you did this act of service, anything you need, anything in the house belongs to you. I'm telling you, you can ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. You know where that right came in at? The man that's got a hole in his ear. He's got a right to ask and receive of it. You know what it does? I'll say this to you. When all said and done, he goes back and he goes to his wife. You ain't got to worry about me stepping out. I belong to the master. And Brother Mike, when the master's needing something done, he overlooks everybody working in the field and he's searching for a man that's got a hole in his ear. Did you hear me? Many are called, few are chosen. Felt the Holy Ghost just then. Not many's wanting to walk to that doorpost and lay their ear on it and say, I mean to be saved. Stay saved every day. It's not going to take somebody dragging me out of the pew to make me stay saved. I'm going to stay saved because I love my master. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I've seen them battle, you know it just as good as I do. I've seen them battle giving up worldliness, giving up this, giving up that. But I'm going to tell you something. They always went back to it till they got their ear bored through. When you get your ear bored through, I love what the Bible said in the Psalms 119, verse 165. It said, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing. How can you not be offended, preacher? A man that's got his whole ear bored through, got a hole in his ear, he's not easily offended. But a man that's been tied to the master's house, I just wanted to say that, a man that's tied to the master's house can walk away from there with peace. That's point one. And I'll close with this. My part. Point two said that it was bound to the home of that master. And all of his master's orders to obey them promptly, punctually, and without any hesitation, he was a slave to the master. Question is, who's bought us? There's some folks. I knew a lady down home. when the summer came, the summer bought her. She couldn't stay out of that bikini long enough to stay safe. When the sun rays got hot, she thought it was time to lay out. Say amen. Amen. And when the wintertime chills started coming in, she come back to church. She come back to the house of God. You know, I've always been amazed at how they backslide, but they never, them sisters have never cut that hair. I prayed about it one day and the Lord spoke to my heart. He said it's easy access for acceptance to the people. He said it's easy access for the acceptance to the people. He said, but it's me that tries their heart whether they're really in or not. Come on here. You can go out and never put on jewelry. It'll make a hill of beans. Come back and testify. I never went back doing some things I used to do. But if you ever got your ear bored through, you'd be like some of these white-headed mothers of Israel that said, I got it 40 years ago and I mean to keep it till I die. Say amen. I said, I mean to keep it till I die. I don't want to be just a man that sleeps in the barn. I want to be a man that has ownership to the house. Amen. I said, I want a man, when a master comes in and he says, hey, boy, you've been working too hard. Come on and get a drink of water. You know, the slaves are just men that sleep in the barn. They're on a time schedule. You get a break ever so often. But when you got ownership to the master, Job said, there's a path that the vultures I ain't seen. Hallelujah. He said, there's a path that the vultures I ain't seen. And he said, when my master thinks I had enough, he'll hide me from the rest of everybody else and say, just come over here and take a break a few minutes. And I want to tell you something. I was praying today. And we get so lost in our duties of religion, if I might say it, and to be not discrediting to it at all, at what we don't do until we forget what we should be doing. Sister, you're not keeping yourself from this world in a holiness attire just for the sake of a testimony. You're doing it because you love your master. You find out what's in their heart 5 minutes when they're out of church. The man that's tied to his master, he puts him an anchor right there on the edge of that altar and say, God, I may swim, but just let me find my way back to that altar. Don't you love the Lord? I don't want a Jonah spirit. Did you hear me? I said, I don't want a Jonah spirit. Jonah chapter number 4, verse 1. Then Jonah was angry. Why was he angry? Because the Lord showed mercy unto the Ninevites. And when the Lord spoke to Jonah, this is what he said. He said, this is what I said when I was in my own country. What's the sense of me going down there to preach? You're going to have mercy on them anyways. And the Lord didn't go over there and say, poor Jonah. He said, oh, it does you good to be mad. Go and get mad. It does you good to be mad. But, oh, you know what happened? I'm going to tell you something. That gourd that grew up over there, it wasn't just growed up. God had a message in it. He said, you care more for something that can't worship me than those that could worship me. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, if we're not careful, we'll get a bitterness toward mercy. When God shows mercy to those that we don't think deserve it. I said, a sister comes in and we never really cared for her, we'll get a bitterness toward God's mercy toward her. Are you hearing me? A brother come in that we don't think need to be doing up as high and worshiping God and praising God, but we'll get a bitterness toward mercy. I said, we'll get a bitterness toward mercy. And so God rebuked him. And when he rebuked him, he said, sir, can I just say that? Is that all right? It does you good to be mad, Jonah. Because you're caring more for things that can't do anything. But I tell you, I love my master. And there's folks that I thought God was fixing to cut off. Next time I went back around, I saw them shouting, praise God. I said, well, thank God. Hallelujah. Go on, shout on. Kick a rug and tear it up.
Yes, sir.
Worship God because it's worthy of Him to be praised. I'm glad to be tied to the Master. I may have testified longer than I should have, but I'm glad to be tied to the Master. I want to hear what my Master's got to say, don't you? And I don't only want to hear it, I want to do it. I appreciate you allowing us to come by the weekend. We've enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to the meeting next week. I pray the Lord to help us.